This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place Nation Pop Experience, PTBN Trivia Night is back. This is our 7th themed episode. Howdy, I am one of your co-hosts, Andy Atherton. Thank you for joining us tonight. Tonight we have three brand new contestants who are going to battle it out in the 90s trivia. Last episode we had the 80s, so we decided to move up a decade and do the 90s. Let me introduce my co-host, Mr. Jordan Duncan. Jordan, how are you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling okay. I would like to apologize to teenage me, who grew up in the 90s, that we did not have an entire category tonight devoted to WCW NWO Revenge for the Nintendo 64. many, many hours, possibly days, spent in the 1990s playing that game, yes. Among others.
I should apologize then to my college age self for all the hours spent playing NHL on Sega Genesis, and we didn't have a category to that. But no, it's great. Jordan, now this is kind of like your wheelhouse. Like last episode was my wheelhouse because I'm a little bit older than you. So how do you feel about tonight's show? What do you think how do you think our contestants are going to do?
You know, I think they'll do well. We've got some pretty spread out categories. Again, this is all pop culture stuff. Yeah, this is definitely my wheelhouse. I graduated high school in the 90s, so this is a lot of stuff that is like very fond memories of my my adolescent years or
formative years, I guess.
Yeah, my formative years, yeah. You know, so I feel like I would do well. But there's one category that we were talking about before we went on air that, depending on how well they hear the clues, I think this one could be really tricky or somebody could really crush it. I'm really interested. I don't know what to expect.
I actually graduated high school in the 90s. It was 1990, but still. All right. So it's not just Jordan and I, though, kind of steering the ship. We have help. We have our third man in the booth. He is responsible for keeping us all honest. He is our timekeeper, our judge, our tiebreaker, whatever you want to call him. He's the guy that keeps the ship moving, Mr. Michael Cook. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing good, and I need to apologize for my early 20s. For spending all my time on AOL chat rooms.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I just won't mention it for lack of incriminating myself. Things that may have been said in those days. I was 16 years old.
All right, ASL?
16M.
Right, so, yeah, yes. All right, so let's get our contestants in here, and let's get this show on the road and get the game started. First up, he is a very, very familiar voice here on Place to Be Nation on the Pop Experience. He hosts a show. It's called Piece of the Action. It is a great live watch of action films over on the Place to Be Nation Wrestling Network. He is one of the gems on Jenny the Gems, as well as the crew for Highway to the Impact Zone, Matt Souza. Matt, how are you tonight?
Andy, always a pleasure. Hopefully I don't make a complete fool out of myself, but we're all here to have fun, and that's the most important thing, isn't it? So
yes. Well, there are some acts you are able to follow very easily. We're not going to mention any names, but just listen to the Disney episode. Next up, we have another host from here on the PlayStation Pop Experience. He is one of the co-hosts on It Was a Thing on TV, as well as the brand new podcast series, a limited series, Into the Spidey Movieverse, Greg Diener. Greg, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me on, Andy. And it's great to be here getting away from crappy, forgotten television to discuss the 90s with you guys.
Yes, you do it so we don't have to. So
yeah.
And finally, rounding out our crew tonight, he is the host of the Squared Circle Psycho Babble podcast. Mike Valente. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me. And not to date you guys, but I actually grew up in the 90s. Actually, it was a little kid. So hopefully my adolescence actually helps me win this contest.
All right. Very good. Well, best of luck to all of you gentlemen. Jordan, you want to kind of explain how we play the game, what are the rules, and what are we playing for?
Yeah, absolutely. So every round is different themed. Our final round is a lightning round, which is kind of just anything goes in the 90s. But the way we structure the rounds are always the same. Every one of you is going to get a chance to go one at a time. You will all get 10 questions, 90 seconds to answer those questions. You can pass rather than have your clock run out and be stumped. We do take the first answer that you give. So if I read a question and you shout out an answer, and then you immediately realize you're wrong, and then you say the correct answer second. Unfortunately, we have to take the first one you give. Here's how the point structure works, though. Of those 10 questions, they are varying difficulty. The first three we'll give you are easy. Those are worth 1 point. The next three are medium. Those are worth 3 points. Then we'll give you three hard questions, which are worth 5 points. And the 10th question is a very hard question. If you get that one right, it is 7 points. And again, you've got 90 seconds to answer them. Take your time. Pass if you must. First answer that you give is the one we will be locked in with. And at the end of the night, one of you is going to advance to our semifinals because, Andy, we are playing for a real deal prize. The winner of this whole shebang is going to get an actual Place to Be Nation Trivia Championship belt sent to them. And, guys, Andy is counting on many of you to defeat Callum so he does not have to send it to another continent.
I don't know. Greg, where are you from, Greg?
I'm from Long Island, so.
All right, so you know what? I got all three contestants are driving distance for me tonight, so perfect. Yay, guys!
So Andy's rooting for you guys to win the whole thing.
Yes, Matt is from Massachusetts. We've hung out together. It's a pleased to be, and I know Mike, you're from Connecticut as well, right? You work in the same building as me, I think, right?
I do. Yes. In fact, I think you're on the second floor. I'm on the fourth floor, and we have a mutual friend, Mr. Scott Criscolo, who's part of the Place to Be Nation family. So, yeah, we are definitely in driving distance together.
Yes,
Scott,
yes.
Also, the winner of our last episode, the 80s.
Yeah. So the elevator. So what if whoever wins this could face him in the finals if you win the semifinals? So, very good though. We have six winners so far. We have three more, and then it's really going to get interesting. So, guys, 34 points per round is possible. So if you want to hurt yourselves and do a little math as the game goes along, I set you up for that. Jordan, what is our first game?
So our first game is we're going to go to the world of television. And when I think 90s television, when you think 90s television, when a lot of us think 90s television, four letters come to mind. TGIF. Our first category is trivia about ABC's TGIF Friday Night Lineups. Every question you're going to get is about a TGIF show. Pretty simple. I don't think we need to explain anything else. Does anybody have any questions before we start? Perfect. All right. Mr. Cook, tell us who is playing first tonight.
Well, since he has a great name, Mike, you get to start.
All right. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, I have a question. Mike Valenti with a V, correct?
That is correct.
Are you familiar with the other Mike Valenti, the radio personality? He is from Metro Detroit, and he is the number one sports radio personality in this area.
I've heard of the name, but no relation whatsoever.
Well, I hope I like you a lot more than I like him.
That's why I love how joining as a ghost, he tries to, get to know the coast and have something in common. Last episode, we were talking all about pizza, pizza place that him and Kevin Tucker both are familiar with. So, Jordan, I really appreciate that you try to do that every episode.
Well, I appreciate that you appreciate me, Andy.
Awesome.
It feels nice to be appreciated, unlike my rank and file co-hosts. No, I'm sorry. Can we edit that out, please? No. All right, Mike, your time will start when I finish the first question. So, Mr. Cook, do we have 90 seconds on the clock?
We are all set, ready to go.
All right, best of luck to everyone. Our first question of the night is this. What is the name of Bob Saget's character on Full House?
Danny Tanner.
What show featured a character named Minkus?
Boy Meets World.
Which TGIF show's premise was a married couple who each had three children from a previous marriage?
Brady Bunch.
What show was Family Matters a spinoff of?
can't remember. Pass.
All right. What type of puppet did Joey use as his sidekick when he portrayed Ranger Joe?
Woodchuck.
Who has the final line in the entire series for Boy Meets World?
Mr. Feeny.
Comedian Bill Kirchenbauer plays the lead role in what short-lived show that aired on TGIF?
Pass.
What is the name of the girl Corey cheats on Topanga with?
Linda.
In 1995, ABC promoted a music special for what band by changing all of the TGIF theme songs to songs of this band for the week?
Beach Boys?
30 seconds.
In Family Matters, the Winslows adopt a child and call him 3J. What does 3J stand for?
I don't know, pass.
All right, back to what show was Family Matters a spinoff of?
Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
And then comedian Bill Kirchenbauer plays the lead role in what short-lived show?
Step by Step.
And the 3J is the last one we're waiting for an answer
on. Time.
All right. Hey, not a bad start.
No. We'll tell you your score in just a second. We're going to run through the answers, though. Mm-hmm. Real quick, but you did okay. You know, it's hard being the first one out of gate we found on this the show.
I agree.
So you start off with a couple of right answers. What is the name of Bob Saget's character in Full House? That is Danny Tanner. The show that featured the character Minkus is Boy Meets World. What TGIF show's premise was a married couple who each had three children from a previous marriage? Yes, you might have said the Brady Bunch if we were doing the 1970s, but we're doing the 90s, and it was Step by Step.
Yep.
The show Family Matters was a spinoff of was Perfect Strangers. Harriet, I believe, was an elevator operator on that show, and exposed to her family. You got this one right, though. What type of puppet did Joey use as a psychic when he portrayed Ranger Joe? He did the Woodchuck. Who has the final line in the series finale for Boy Meets World? Mr. Feeny, that was right. Comedian Bill Kirchenbauer played the lead role in what short-lived show that aired on TGIF? That was Just the 10 of Us, a spinoff of Growing Pains, which I watched in one season. Actually, fun fact, one of the child actors on there directed WandaVision.
Oh,
what is the name of the girl Corey cheats on Topanga with as Lauren?
Linda Cardinelli plays her.
Yep.
We thought for a second, with the L, but in 1995, ABC promoted a music special for what band by changing all the TGIF theme songs to songs of theirs for the week? I could see where you would say the Beach Boys because of the association with Full House, but it was the Beatles, actually. And in Family Matters, the Winslows adopt a child and call him 3J. What does 3J stand for? Jerry Jamal Jameson, for a grand total of 8 points. So not a bad start, Mike.
No, not at all.
Thank you. Thank you.
Can I just say, I believe that we all hated Corey for what he did to Topanga.
Topanga,
if you're listening, I would never do that to you, sweetie. My wife, if you're listening, I didn't mean it. All right. Who's up next?
Greg.
All right. Welcome to the show, sir.
All right.
All right, TV category to start off. This might be right up your alley, correct?
Yes.
All right, perfect. As usual, clock starts when I finish the first question. Do we have 90 seconds ready to go, Mike?
We do.
All right, first question is this. Which TGIF character's catchphrase was, "Did I do that?"
Steve Urkel.
What is Uncle Jesse's band name on Full House?
Pass.
What city is Full House set in?
San Francisco.
What is the name of the actress who played Kimmy Gibbler?
Pass.
What is the name of Sabrina's cat in Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
Salem.
Who got to be princess for a day at Disney in Full House?
Michelle.
In Boy Meets World, what is Corey's actual first name?
Pass.
What fictional island is Valky Bartokomis from?
Meepos.
What does DJ stand for in DJ Tanner?
Pass.
What children were Carol's biological kids in Step by Step?
Pass.
All right, back to the top. What is Uncle Jesse's band name on Full House?
Jesse and the Rippers.
The actress who played Kimmy Gibbler, her real name?
Andrea Barber.
Boy Meets World, what is Corey's actual first name?
Pass.
DJ Tanner's, what does DJ stand for?
Donna Joe.
And the children, the biological children of Carol from Step by Step.
Karen. Mark and Dana.
Okay. And then we're looking for Corey's first. Okay.
No idea.
Well, the TV guy.
Can we steal?
Yeah. The TV guy did well. And yeah. Lewis know how well he did.
I was like, well, these aren't obscure TV shows, so I don't know how well he will do on this one.
But it's a good thing he knows Full House, because I feel like he has a Full House heavy set there.
Almost yeah.
I watched Full House all the time back in the day.
Who didn't?
All right, so here, let's run through it, and we'll give you a score. What TGIF character's catchphrase is, did I do that? That is Urkel, you got that right. Uncle Jesse's band name is Jesse and the Rippers. Full House is set in San Francisco. Kimmy Gibbler was played by, or is played by, Andrea Barber. Sabrina's cat and Sabrina Teenage Witch was Salem, who got to be princess for a day at Disney on Full House was Michelle. This is one you got wrong. In Boy Meets World was Corey's actual first name. It's Cornelius. Ooh. The fictional island that Balky Bartokomos is from is Mipos. What does DJ stand for? And DJ Tanner, Donna Joe, you got that one right. And what children were Carol's biological and step by step? You had three of the four. It was Dana, Mark, Karen, and Lily.
Lily was the one they had together.
Okay.
Yeah, the baby.
Oh, the baby that grew up to be 5 years old in one season.
Yep. So, for a grand total of 22. So,
yeah, very good score.
In the lead at the moment.
Very good score. Which brings us to Mr. Souza.
Yes, sir.
Matt, I don't think we've ever been on a show together, have we?
I don't believe so.
I mean, we've both been on quite a few shows, but our paths have not crossed, so I'm glad to have you on tonight.
Well, thank you, sir.
Yeah, I think you got the gist of it. Any questions before we start?
No, sir.
All right, Mike, do we have 90 seconds on the clock?
Let's go.
All right, first question for you, Mr. Seuss, is this. What former wrestler famously appeared on an episode of Boy Meets World?
King Kong Bundy.
What is the name of the family dog on Full House?
Pass.
What is Carl Winslow's profession?
Security. Guard.
Despite being a TGIF mainstay, what network did Family Matters switch to for its last season?
CBS.
What is the name of the father on the TV show Dinosaurs?
Pass.
All right, which show features the characters at an amusement park in the opening credits?
Pass.
On Hanging with Mr. Cooper, what NBA team did Mr. Cooper play for briefly?
Supersonics.
What college do Corey, Sean, and Topanga all attend together?
Pass.
Where did Frank and Carol meet each other on Step by Step?
Movies.
What is the team mascot of the school that Mr. Cooper teaches at?
30 seconds.
Cow.
All right, back to the top. What is the name of the family dog on Full House?
Patches. I have no idea.
What is the name of the father in the TV show Dinosaurs?
Dino.
What show featured the characters at an amusement park in the opening credits?
Pass.
And last one, the college that Corey, Sean, and Topanga all attend on Boy Meets World.
Time.
All right. Well, somebody always gets the hardest set, and I believe
this was
the hardest set.
Sorry. Well, that's first one.
To be fair, I've never watched a single second of TGIF. So
okay. Well, listen, the fact that you got any points is pretty good.
You did. You got a question right.
I'll take it.
We'll run through these and give the answers though. What former wrestler famously appeared on an episode of Boy Meets World? It was actually Vader. Not King Kong Bundy. The family dog on Full House was Comet. Carl Winslow, you were close. He was not a security guard, but he was a police officer.
Ah.
Same thing he played in Die Hard. Despite being a TGIF mainstay, what network did Family Matters switch to for its last season? I'm taking this was a guess, and you guessed right, CBS.
Oh, complete guess.
What is the name of the father on a TV show Dinosaurs? Earl Sinclair. Which show featured characters in an amusement park in the opening credits? That was Step by Step. And Hanging with Mr. Cooper, what NBA team did Mr. Cooper play for briefly? You were on the right coast, but it was the Golden State Warriors. The college that Corey, Sean, and Topanga all attend is Pembroke. Carolyn and Frank meet in Jamaica on Step by Step. And
maybe at the movies in Jamaica. Who knows?
There has to be at least one movie theater, right? I mean, right. What is it? And what is the team mascot of the school that Mr. Cooper teaches at? Penguins. For a grand total of 3 points.
Woo!
So, All right. So at the end of the first round, we have Greg with 22, Michael with 8, and Matt with 3. Gentlemen, there are a lot of points on the board, and it's still anybody's game. So, you never know. It could be the next round could be in your wheelhouse. Who knows?
Yep.
But before we get to that round, let's talk about what's going on here on the PlayStation Nation Pop Experience. On the most recent Making Mount Rushmore, Steve Riddle, Logan Crosland, and Scott Criscolo shared which video game characters and video game franchises are on their respective Mount Rushmores. The latest Pop Goes the Couch, covering Falcon and Winter Soldier. That's with Tim, Sean, Scott Shiflett, and myself. We reviewed and broke down Season 1, Episode 2, The Starred Spangled Man. And also, another edition of Pop Goes the Couch is going on that just launched with James Gruenberg and J.R. Sunil D'Amato reviewing The Mighty Ducks Game Changers, Season 1, Episode 1, Game On. On the inaugural episode of the most sensational, inspirational, celebrational, Muppetational podcast, Miranda and myself shared our love for The Muppets and reviewed the first four episodes of Season 1 of The Muppet Show. Battlestar in the 25th Century continues on with Sean Kidd taking his apprentice Scott Shiflett through some of the classic sci-fi TV shows of the late 70s and 80s. Telly and T return with Miranda and Ben having a spot at tea to discuss WandaVision. Blockbuster Rewind came back with myself, Scott Shiflett, and Eric Eales. We welcome the cowboy, Roger Morissette. We discussed the Ocean's film franchise. That was a ton of fun to do. I love those movies to death. The newest piece of the action, Matt, you welcome Logan Crosland for a live watch of the movie Logan. Not a autobiographical movie, it's the superhero movie. And on the first official Into the Spidey Movieverse, Greg, you and Chico, you look back on the first Spider-Man movie from 2002, directed by Sam Raimi. Looking forward to listening to that. And that's a lot of great stuff going on here on the PlayStation Pop Experience. Check it out.
Andy.
Yes.
Could you tell us the name of that Muppet Show one more time?
It is the most sensational celebration. No.
That's why I did it.
Yeah, you messed me up because I shut the live read. It is the most sensational, inspirational, celebrational, Muppetational podcast. I know Miranda's like, you know, she likes the name, but she hates me for having to say it all the time on the show. So, no, it's fun. I mean, the Muppets are so near and dear to my heart that I'm really enjoying it, and it's so much fun too. We have a couple of games that we're playing. We have one game is did Miranda heard of the guest host watching the show, and is the guest host still with us? So, oh. So yeah, I mean, it's a Grooney-esque game right there, I guess. Anyway, all right, so here we are in round two. This round is called Guess the Song from the Lyric. We are going to give you a line from a 90s song. You just have to tell us what song it is. Pretty simple, right? Mike, want to tell us who's up first in this round?
Greg starts us off.
All right. Greg, are you ready? Have any questions?
Nope. So it's a lyric and you have to guess the song.
You have to guess the song. Title okay. will suffice. You can give us title and artist if you want.
Yep.
But title is all we need.
This okay. is the one I was interested in because Andy's just going to read the line. He's probably not going to sing the lines, which could make it tricky.
Yes. Mm-hmm. See, for me, though, I DJed in the 90s. That's why I love making up this game. All right, so here we go. Mike, 90 seconds on the clock.
Here we go.
When I finish the first one, the clock will start. You got to keep them separated.
Pass.
Hanging out of the passenger side of his best friend's ride.
No scrubs.
What's it going to be? Because I can't pretend.
Pass.
I had a dream. I was your hero.
Pass.
Put me in the hospital for nerves, then they had to commit me.
Paranoia.
Under the pale moon, for so many years, I've wondered who you are.
Pass.
Tell each other fairy tales, and we stare at the beautiful women.
Pass.
Felt it in my hips, so dip back into my bag of tricks.
Pass.
You're just like an angel, your skin makes me cry.
Pass.
My only comfort is the night gone black.
Pass.
Back to you got to keep them separated.
Separated.
What's it going to be? Because I can't pretend.
30 seconds.
Don't let go.
I had a dream. I was your hero.
Damn, I wish I was your lover.
Under the pale moon, for so many years, I've wondered who you are.
Pass.
Tell each other fairy tales, and we stare at the beautiful women.
Pass.
Felt it in my hips, so dip back into my bag of tricks.
Pass.
Time. Just like, you're just like, okay, so all right. Yeah, it was a hard one, you know?
Yep, it's tricky.
I tried to just say it as I could, but if I was to sing it or attempt to sing it, layups.
Yeah, that's the hard part. You need.
Yep. Yeah, some of these, when we reveal the answers, I think you'd be like, oh, yeah. So here's how you did, though. You got to keep them separated. Come out and play by The Offspring. Oh, you got to keep them separated. Andy, it's going to be hard for me not saying all of these.
go ahead, join us the fun of the game.
Hanging out the passenger side of his best friend's ride. You did get that one right. That was No Scrubs. There's some of these I don't know, so I can't sing them. But this one, you got it when you came around the second time. And when I was looking at the questions ahead, I didn't know this one either. I'm like, that's easy. What's it going to be? Because I can't pretend. You did get that. Don't Let Go by En Vogue. What's it going to be? Yep. I Had a Dream, I Was Your Hero. You did get that one on the second time around. Damn, I Wish It Was Your Lover by Sophie B. Hawkins. Then you got into some trouble here. Put Me in the Hospital for Nerves. Then They Had to Commit Me, Flagpole Sitter by Harvey Dayton.
Put Me in the Hospital for Nerves. Then They Had to Commit Me.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Under the Pale Moon, For So Many Years, I've Wondered Who You Are. I Saw the Sign, Ace of Base.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Tell Each Other Fairy Tales, and We Stare at the Beautiful Women. Doo-doo-doo. Mr. Jones by Counting Crows, another one that came to me after I saw the answer. I'm like, oh, yes, that's what that is. This one, ninth grade me would have crushed this one, Andy. Felt it in my hips, so I dipped back to my bag of tricks. Shoop by Salt-N-Pepa.
Oh.
Yep. And then when I went a little angsty, I would have got this one, Teenage Me, as well. You're Just Like an Angel. Your Skin Makes Me Cry. You Float Like a Feather in a Beautiful World. Creep by Radiohead. And the last one, the very hard, My Only Comfort Is the Night Gone Black. That was Garbage singing Only Happy When It Rains. But 3, 4, 5 points, not bad. And you're in the lead already with a nice score from the first round. So every point just adds to that lead right now, and it's on these guys to catch up to you a little bit, Greg.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Who's up next, Mike?
Matt.
All right. Matty, you ready, son?
Yes, sir.
All right. Here we go. First timer will start when I finish the first one. Try to play me out as if my name was Sega.
Pass.
What's with these homies dissing my girl? Why do they got a front?
Buddy Holly.
Today is the day that they're going to throw it back to you.
Pass.
Boy, I've been watching you like a hawk in the sky.
Pass.
A walking study in demonology.
Oh, pass.
Death Row is the label that pays me.
What's my name, Snoop Doggy Dogg?
About a shotgun wedding with a stain on my shirt.
Pass.
Last time we had this conversation, I decided we should be friends.
Pass.
She says it's lack of sex that's bringing me down.
Living La Vida Loca.
Nothing can stop these lonely tears from falling.
30 seconds.
Pass.
Try to play me out as if my name was Sega.
Oh, I know this one too. It's going to kill me as soon as I hear the answer. Informer.
Today is the day that they're going to throw it back to you.
Pass.
Boy, I've been watching you like a hawk in the sky.
Pass.
A walking study in demonology.
Time. I bet you if you were able to hear the songs, you would have hit every single one of these.
Yep.
Yeah, it's
almost
hard, man.
Certainly. Yeah, it's going to kill me. I'm going to kick myself in the ass every time I hear it. So.
Try to play me out as if my name was Sega, but yo, I ain't going out like no punk. Jump Around by House of Pain.
Yeah.
You did get Weezer's Buddy Holly. What's with these homies dissing my girl? Why do they got a front? What do we ever do to those guys? They made them so violent. This one, if Andy would have sang it, easy get. Today is going to be the day. Wonderwall by Oasis. This one, I'm not familiar with this song. I'd have to hear it again. Boy, I've been watching you like a hawk in the sky. Is Are You That Somebody by Aaliyah? I'm probably sure if I heard it, I remember that one. A Walking Study in Demonology with Celebrity Skin by Hole. You were on the right track with this next one. Death Row is the Label That Pays Me is Nothing But a G-Thang by Dr. Dre.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg, that's the one I thought I said.
Yeah. About a Shotgun Wedding with a Stain on My Shirt, Loser by Beck. I do think it's interesting you mentioned Informer as one of your answers, as if anyone could ever understand any lyrics to the song Informer.
I was scrambling at that point.
Who did understand any of the lyrics? In
I had to write Licky Boom Boom
was
Down.
Was it Informer? Okay, that's about it.
I knew I had 2 seconds left, so whatever came to my mind, I said.
Last time we had this conversation, I decided we should be friends. It was Say You'll Be There by the Spice Girls. Not a big Spice Girls fan.
No.
And then this is another one that if you sing it, she says it's lack of sex that's bringing me down.
Yep.
Basket Case by Green Day. And last one, Nothing Can Stop These Lonely Tears From Falling was Nothing Compares to You by Sinead O'Connor. You got a point.
These are not easy, guys. So, you know, whatever you get is gravy. So I guess that leaves Mike Valenti as our final contestant for this round. Are you ready, sir?
I think so, but judging from the last two contestants, I feel like I'm going to get a zero here.
All right. Just remember, there's two more rounds. So, yep. You know, like I said, there's lots of points out there.
Here we go.
And the last round is not theme, it's general pop culture. So it's anybody's game if we get there with in reach. All right, so 90 seconds on the clock. The clock will start when I finish the first one. We got the Dreamer's Disease.
Oh, my God. Pass.
My Anaconda Don't Want None Unless You Got Buns, Hun.
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
I'm All Out of Faith. This Is How I Feel.
Pass.
The World Is a Vampire. Sent to Drain.
It's Smashing Pumpkins. What song is that? 1979.
She's Overboard and Self-Assured.
Pat.
Oh, Pretty Baby, There's Nothing I Wouldn't Do. It's Not the Way I Planned It.
Oh, my God. Pass.
I Know You're a Little Libertine. I Know You're a Real Cuckoo.
Glycerin.
I Moan and Pout at You Until I Get My Way.
Pass.
Save These Evil Deeds Before I Get Them Done.
Pass.
As Long As My Credit Can Vouch, A Dog Couldn't Catch Me Ass Out.
30 seconds.
Why Can't You Get a Job?
Back to We Got the Dreamer's Disease.
Oh my God, why can't we got the dream? Oh, you can't always get what you want.
I'm All Out of Faith. This Is How I Feel.
I pass.
She's Overboard and Self-Assured.
Time.
This was a tough one.
Andy, I knew some of his. Does that count for anything?
No, you can't pull a D'Amato. No.
All right. Well, hey, it's your show. So.
Yes, I think people, if we do a second season, will like us to introduce steals to the game.
Yeah, right?
I know in the first round, I could have stole so many points.
You're like Family Feud style.
Now, Mike, we know that you knew the song, but unfortunately, a lot of them were incorrect.
Yes.
You said another lyric, but it wasn't exactly that. But Jordan's going to run through the answers.
Sure. We got the Dreamer's Disease. You said you can't always get what you want. The song is actually called You Get What You Give.
New so Radicals.
Point for that one. Yep. My Anaconda Don't Want None Unless You Got Buns, Hun. The name of the song is Baby Got Back. Unfortunately, can't give you the point for that one. I'm All Out of Faith. This Is How I Feel. Torn by Natalie Imbruglia. You said 1979. You were right that the next one, The World Is a Vampire Sent to Drain, is a Smashing Pumpkins song. 1999, a great year to be born. But the song was Bullet with Butterfly Wings. The next one, She's Overboard and Self-Assured. That's a lyric from Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana, another song that's very hard to understand. I just had a mental image of Andy reenacting the video for this one as he read, Oh Pretty Baby, There's Nothing I Wouldn't God. Do. Baby One More Time by Britney Spears.
Who showed you that photo?
So the next one was, it's interesting with the answer you gave. I Know You Little Libertine. I Know You're a Real Cuckoo. You said, I think Seether That's not the right answer. It was Cannonball by the Breeders, but weirdly enough, I always think Seether and Cannonball. I get those two songs confused, so perhaps that's what you did as well. I moan and pout at you until I get my way. Only Want to Be With You by Hootie and the Blowfish, recently covered by Post Malone. Steve Willie alert, save me from these evil deeds before I get them done. Fiona Apple, Steve. Criminal by Fiona Apple. We have just popped Steve Willie. And the last one, as long as my credit can vouch, a dog couldn't catch me ass out. What a fine line by No Diggity, Blackstreet. Grand total of, Andy, how many points is that?
Zero.
I don't want to be the bearer of bad
things. I called it.
But you know what? We still have a game here, though. We have, at the end of two rounds, we have Greg Diener with 27, Mike Valenti with 8, and Matt Souza with 4. So, guys, two more rounds to go. Lots of points on the board. You know, maybe you get, you know, you could turn around. Who knows? But before we get to round 3, Jordan, you want to talk about what's going on across the hall at the Place to Be Nation Wrestling Network?
I do. As always, there's a whole lot of stuff that you can listen to. But I just started a podcast by accident. not sure if you heard that. I will tell you what podcast I started in just a second. But before we pause this show and go listen to other podcasts, here's what you can do. You can go to the PTB Wrestling Network store and you can buy some stuff like T-shirts, hoodies, all kinds of things. And here's what you do. You go to TeePublic, TeePublic.com, type PTBW, standing for Place to Be Wrestling, into the search bar, and that'll bring up some stuff. But here's some shows that you can listen to. Scott and Dr. G are excited on the newest NWA Saturday special. They recap the first new episodes of NWA Power in over a year. Quarantine shut down NWA Power for a long time, but they're back, and so are Scott and Dr. G. The newest special relations has Callum, Ben, and Rory talking everything from Twitch, Stephanie, Chris Jericho, and more. Take a listen to that. Neil and Dave are continuing in chronology. As they are going through the history of Raw episode by episode, they are talking about Rob Walker, the Head Shrinkers, and the build to WrestleMania 9. God bless them for doing that. Pro Wrestling Love reaches episode 18. Marty and Mike continue their list of the 25 best matches from Japan in the 2000s. And here's one I actually just listened to today. Talking WCW is back with a new episode. Jenny, Tim, and Greg are talking about Raven's best matches in WCW. Raven had a pretty short run, not a whole lot to listen to choose from, but they each managed to find a match of Raven's that they liked, and they break down a little bit and talk about Raven and his characters and his storylines. But there's another episode that just dropped today called It Was a Thing on TV, and since it's on the March of WrestleMania, you can find it on the wrestling feed. Even though it's about a TV episode, they talk about Quantum Leap, where Dr. Sam Beckett leaps into the old Georgia territory and has to wrestle the Russian tag team to prevent his brother from dying in the ring. A classic, classic episode of Quantum Leap.
And somewhere along the way, Sam meets Terry Funk.
Yes, yeah, very good episode. And I believe he has to climb out the top of an RV to escape Terry's clutches.
Oh yes, he does.
So I remember Quantum Leap very, very well. Oh boy. So take a listen to that one, starring, of course, yours truly, Greg, right here on the show. So, Andy, that's what we got to listen to. And, of course, subscribe, like, and leave some reviews on any of your podcast platforms. There's Apple Podcasts. There's Amazon Podcasts. There's whatever stuff I don't even know about, Spotify. I don't have Spotify, but I know a lot of people do. Search Place to Be Wrestling Network to find us on there. Thank you for your support, and continue to listen.
All right. Well, you know what? We got some, you know, scores are a little low, but these have been some tough games so far. Yep. So, you know, these
I had a feeling that music one could either be layups or just really trip everybody, but it kind of tripped everybody equally.
Yeah. Yeah. No. There was nobody really dominated at all. I mean,
yeah,
it's hard. Believe me. You know, when you're on the clock and you're on a pod, it's you kind of get brain farts. I mean, that's happened to so many people on this show, but hopefully, you know, these guys will do a little better in these rounds. So, Jordan, what is round 3 tonight?
So round 3 is called It's a Blockbuster Night. I actually just watched a documentary on Netflix about the very last Blockbuster, and it talks about the history of Blockbuster Video and how a Blockbuster Night was going to the video store, walking up and down the aisles, picking out some movies, getting some popcorn, and sitting on the couch and watching a movie. So this category is all about movies from the 90s. Mr. Cook. Who's going first?
We got Matt up.
All right, Matt. I think your redemption time is here. What do you think?
I hope so.
All right. Well, with that type of enthusiasm, how could anything go wrong?
That is enthusiasm for Matt, trust me.
Yeah, exactly. I mean.
Matt, calm down.
I think you'll do well.
So. Sorry, Andy.
All right, 90 seconds on the clock. First question, clock will start when I finish the first question. Mr. Souza, what was the highest grossing movie of the 1990s?
Titanic.
What two actors play the lead in White Men Can't Jump?
Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson.
What is the first rule of Fight Club?
Never speak about Fight Club.
What 90s soundtrack was the best-selling music soundtrack of all time?
Ooh, pass.
What movie features two friends trying to get away from their husbands and soon are on the run from the law?
Thelma and Louise.
What character pleads, "Help me help you"?
Pass.
What are the three James Bond movies of the 90s that star Pierce Brosnan?
Thomas Crown Affair, World Is Not Enough, and GoldenEye.
What is the name of Will Smith's character in Independence Day?
Pass.
What happened to blow Mrs. Doubtfire's identity?
Pass.
What actor received the most Oscar nominations in the 1990s?
Kevin Costner.
90s soundtrack that was the best-selling music soundtrack of all time.
Forrest Gump.
The character who pleads, "Help me help you."
Pass.
Will Smith's character in Independence Day.
Time. Oh, as soon as I hear it, it's going to kill me.
Yeah.
And I know I messed up the James Bond question too as soon as I said it.
yeah, you did. you did? Okay. You got a few right and you got a few wrong. So we'll run through them now and give you your score at the end. The highest grossing movie of the decade, that was Titanic. The two actors that played the leads in White Men Can't Jump, Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson. First rule, Fight Club. Don't talk about Fight Club. You got that right. The best-selling 90s soundtrack was the best-selling of all time. That was The Bodyguard with that that Whitney Houston song that one time we're in a diner and my friend hit most popular about 80 times on the jukebox and we heard that song 80 times in a row. So, not fun. The movie that features two friends that try to get away from their husbands and are soon on the run from the law. That was Thelma and Louise. You got that right. Unfortunately, you didn't got all the rest incorrect. The character pleads, "Help me help you," was Jerry.
A more famous quote, would be, "Show me the money."
Yes. Mm. What are the three James Bond movies in the 90s star Pierce Brosnan? Thomas Crown Affair was not a Bond movie, but it was GoldenEye, World Is Not Enough. What was the name of Will Smith's character in Independence Day? That was Captain Stephen Hiller. What happened to blow Mrs. Doubtfire's identity? "Help is on the way!" He had to give the Heimlich maneuver. "Oh, sir, you see it? It was run by fruiting." What actor received the most Oscar nominations in the 1990s? Kevin Costner was a good guess, but the answer was actually Sir Anthony Hopkins for a grand total of 6.
I'll take it.
I just saw a tweet not that long ago about Mrs. Doubtfire. Apparently, Robin Williams would ad-lib so much and he cursed so much that there is an R-rated and possibly an NC-17 rated version of Mrs. Doubtfire that exists. So I feel like if the Snyder cut of Justice League can come out, we can get the NC-17 Mrs. Doubtfire.
Hashtag release the NC-17 Mrs. Doubtfire cut.
That's right. That's right.
Not on Peacock.
Hello!
Not on Peacock.
Hello!
All right, who's up next?
Michael is.
All right, Michael, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, 90 seconds on the clock for you. That time will start when I finish this question. Michael, in the movie Pretty Woman, what is Vivian Ward's profession?
She's a hooker.
What comedy follows a search for an abducted dolphin?
Flipper.
Who played a Hong Kong police inspector opposite Chris Tucker?
Repeat the question.
Who plays a Hong Kong police inspector?
Jackie Chan.
What young pig has unusual canine aspirations?
Babe.
What Tim Burton film did the title character In what Tim Burton film does the title character only say 169 words?
Edward Scissorhands.
Who plays the president in Mars Attacks?
Jack Nicholson.
In the 1990s, this man won his first two Oscars for Best Actor, eventually in 2013 being the first.
To win three.
Say that one more time.
Yeah, let's give him a few more seconds on the clock. In the 90s, this man won his first two Oscars for Best Actor, and in 2013, he won his third.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Name the three 90s rom-coms that star Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks.
Meg Ryan and who?
Tom Hanks.
Sleepless in Seattle. You've Got Mail. And the third one. I know it's wrong, but When Harry Met Sally.
How many people died in the first Scream movie?
Drew Barrymore. Harry Winkler. Five.
Name the three songs from Aerosmith on the Armageddon soundtrack.
I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. Angel. And Crazy.
Not bad. All right, yeah, no, you did pretty good, actually, in this one. All right, so let's run through them, then we'll give you a score.
And the second question I already know is wrong. I don't know why I said Flipper. It's Ace Ventura.
And Pretty Woman was Vivian Ward's profession. You said hooker, prostitute is correct. What comedy follows a search for an abducted dolphin? Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. Yes, you said Flipper for that one. Who played a Hong Kong police inspector opposite Chris Tucker? That was Jackie Chan. What young pig has an unusual canine aspirations? That was Babe. And what Tim Burton film did the title character only say 169 words? That was Edward Scissorhands. Who plays the president in Mars Attacks? That was Jack Nicholson. In the 90s, this man won his first two Oscars for Best Actor, eventually winning his third in 2013, Daniel Day-Lewis. Name the three rom-coms that star Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks. Sleepless in Seattle, You Got Mail, and Joe Versus the Volcano. So,
I didn't know that was a 90s movie. I thought that was an 80s.
How many people died in the first Scream? That was seven. You said five. Name three songs from Aerosmith on the Armageddon soundtrack. I Don't Want to Miss a Thing, Sweet Emotion, and What Kind of Love Are You? You got that one incorrect, unfortunately, for a grand total of 16.
All right. Good score, though. Take it.
Good score. I do apologize for flubbing some the questions, but you did get the ones right that I really butchered on the read. So.
And no worries.
No harm, no foul.
Exactly.
Thanks. All right, Greg, let's round out this category.
All right,
let's get 90 seconds on the clock for Greg. See if he can add to his lead here. Mr. Cook, you good to go?
You are set.
All right. First question is this. What movie did Mary Jensen accidentally make use of some unusual hair product?
Pass.
What movie does Robin Williams play a boy who ages four times faster than normal?
Jack.
What is Jeff Lebowski's favorite drink?
Pass.
Who is the voice of the radio DJ in Pulp Fiction?
Pass.
What film opened with the line, "You are about to witness the strength of street knowledge"?
Pass.
Who did Rose ask to draw her like one of her French girls?
Repeat the question.
Yes, who did Rose ask to draw her like
Jack
one of
Dawson.
His... All right. What actor has played a superhero and also was nominated for Best Actor in a Musical in 1999?
Pass.
Who wrote and directed the movie Clueless?
Amy Heckerling.
This comedian made his film debut in Bob Roberts and was also in Enemy of the State, Biodome, Dead Man Walking, and Waterworld.
Jack Black.
Paul Hogan is an Australian outlaw in this 1994 film.
30 seconds.
Pass.
Back to the top. What movie does Mary Jensen accidentally make use of some unusual hair product?
There's Something About Mary.
What is Jeff Lebowski's favorite drink?
Pass.
The voice of the radio DJ in Pulp Fiction.
Kate Billy.
The movie that opens with the line, "You are about to witness the strength of street
Pass.
Knowledge." And which actor has played a superhero and was also nominated for Best Actor in a Musical in 1999?
Pass.
All right. Good score.
All right. Yeah, pretty good here. We have ourselves a good game going. All right, so let's run through the answers, and then we will tell you a score. This one, when you passed initially, I was like, oh, my God, he's not going to miss this one. What movie did Mary Jensen accidentally make use of some unusual hair product? That is There Something About Mary. You got that one, right? What movie does Robin Williams play a boy who ages four times faster than normal? That was Jack. That was correct. What is Jeff Lebowski's favorite drink? The dude loves the White Russian. You got that one incorrect, unfortunately. Who was the voice of the radio DJ in Pulp Fiction? That was Stephen Wright. What film opened with the line, "You are about to witness the strength of street knowledge"? That was New Jack City. You got that one incorrect. This one you got right. Who did Rose ask to draw her like one of his French girls? That was Jack Dawson. What actor has also played a superhero and was also nominated for a Best Actor in a Musical in 1999? That was Hugh Jackman.
What was the musical?
Mike?
I'm not sure. It was a Broadway. He was a Broadway. He was a Tony Award winner.
Okay, that threw me off. I was thinking movie, so.
Okay. Who wrote and directed the movie Clueless? That was Amy Heckerling. Got one, all right. The comedian that made his film debut on Bob Roberts and was also an Enemy of the State, Biodome, Dead Man Walking, and Waterworld. That was Jack Black. And the very hard question, which you did not get, that was Paul Hogan is an Australian outlaw in this 1994 film, Lightning Jack, for a grand total of 15 points.
I have never heard of Lightning Jack.
Is that the one with Cuba Gooding Jr. where he's like a
mute?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Paul Hogan, I know nothing besides Crocodile Dundee.
Is he still married to Linda Kozlowski? She is from Fairfield, Connecticut, which is right here. And my girlfriend actually lives down the street from that house. Anyway. Oh. All right. So at the end of three rounds, we have Greg with 42, Mike with 24, and Matt with 10. So believe it or not, Matt, you are actually still in the game. You got to pretty much run the table, but you have a shot. So before we move on to the lightning round, let's just kind of talk about some other things that are going on here on some of our associate feeds on the Quad of Pods, as the pod for likes to call it. Over on the Jennifer Smith's Jenny Position feed, you can check out lots of great shows. Geek and Sassy, Talk and Pop, Freak Out Driving, The Journey Through Infinity, Telling Stories, The Brother-Sister Rewatch, You Heard About Pluto, and Bianca's First Time, much, much more. So check that out. Jenny has lots of unique takes and fun entertainment for everybody. Also, the North-South Connection, that's brought to you by JT Rosero, Chad Campbell, and Aaron George. The home for Wrestling Warzone, No Holds Barred, The Extreme Three-Way Dance, The Ruthlessly Aggressive Podcast, Carolina Dreaming, Shrink Wrap, Jeff Learned Wrestling, which just returned, much, much more, including Jordan Duncan's very own show, Rank and File. And you have a big undertaking you're doing right now. What are you doing on Rank and File right now,
Jordan? We do. Well, we thought it could fit into one episode, and as we really started digging and doing the research, we're like, there's no way. We were going to do the greatest TV theme song of all time, which we will still get to, but what we've decided to do is expand it into multiple episodes. So we're going to do the greatest TV theme song from the 50s, 60s, 70s, then we're going to do the greatest TV theme song from the 80s and 90s, greatest TV theme song bracket from 2000s to the present, and then we're going to do a fourth episode of the greatest TV theme song of cartoons. And then after we've done all four, we're going to come back with our winners and one extra entry from each bracket, and we're going to talk about the eight best songs. Nice. And crown a winner of what we believe will be the ultimate TV theme song of all time. Guys, do you have any opinions there? What do you think is the greatest theme song of all time? Oof.
I mean, a lot of the 80s ones, you know, Growing Pains was great, Family Ties.
Yep.
Fresh Prince,
I think, is Fresh a heavy Prince. Favorite. Yep.
Yeah.
Gilligan's Island.
Fresh Prince, Cheers, both got to be top of the list.
Hey, Friends, I think, is up there probably.
Friends is good, yep.
Mm-hmm. Underrated greatest American hero, in my opinion.
Oh, listen, oh. I'm gonna push to get it on the list, but my co-host is in his 20s, and there's no way he's ever heard of that, so I'm going to try and get someone on that can
I think that's on Shout Factory TV, I think.
It could be. I can't hear that show without that song without thinking of George.
Oh no, of course not.
All right,
yeah,
cool.
It's gonna be fun.
All right, so check that out. That's gonna be going on for quite a while. It's gonna keep Jordan busy. All right, so Glenn and Scott Butler, our good friends, are continuing their spectacular journey through music, films, and more on the Non-Toxic Fanboys podcast, where they try to enjoy the things they love. Find them at Non-Toxic Fanboys on Twitter, nontoxicfanboys.com, and subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Join our rejuvenated Place to Be discussion group on Facebook. Go to Facebook, look up Place to Be, and request an invite. Discussions and fun with wrestling, movies, tournaments, all forms of pop culture. Right now, we're trying to figure out, you know, who are you picking and Kong versus Godzilla, you know, that just dropped on HBO Max. I'm Team Kong all the way. I think I love Godzilla.
Actually went to the theaters tonight to watch that. So.
Oh, very good. Yeah, well, you know, we're starting to get back to normal baby steps, but
he got his license this week, so I haven't seen him for about 4 minutes in the past 5 days.
Wow. Yeah, I'm still waiting for my oldest to get her license, so we'll see what happens there. And our 2021 stretch project is determining the greatest NWA WCW wrestler of all time. Go to Facebook.com, GWCW Matches, and join the discussion group to discuss the nominees. Don't forget to check out PlaceMediation.com each and every day. New voices, fresh takes, bringing articles on the topics in the worlds of wrestling, sports, and pop culture, including Trent's SmackDown Fox Report, This Week in WWE by John Crow, Steve Riddle's Wonderful World of Disney Reviews, Paul's Perspective, Matt's Live Action Disney Reviews, Ben's Unpopular Opinion, much, much more. And if you're doing online shopping over at Amazon.com, be sure to click on the Amazon banner on the right side of the PlayStation homepage, or use www.playstation.com/Amazon. It takes you right to Amazon and helps out PlayStation with no cost to you. So, gentlemen, as we enter the final round, we have Greg in the lead with 42, Michael with 24, and Matt with 10. So that means, Matt, you will be going first in this round. Now, this is general pop culture, so, you know, you could go on a run here, my friend. I have faith in you, Matt.
Well, you good. You have more faith than I do. Very good, Andy. Thank you.
You need 14 to not have the record. So, good luck.
And it's not a record you want to have. I think, what Mike's trying to say.
The Sherman Award, which is not actually held by Sherman, but.
Yeah.
Look, at least I'll have an award named after me. It'll be something to remember me by wonderful appearance.
Because he actually had an answer on the sweatshirt he was wearing and still got the question wrong.
I'm wearing a Macho Man shirt right now. So is there a Macho Man question coming up? Because that may help.
I don't know, maybe. All right.
No, so, there is.
Oh, come on. That was funny. All right. So 90 seconds on the clock, Mike.
We're good.
All right, so the clock will start when I finish the first question. Good luck to you. What car was O.J. Simpson in during his infamous 1994 car chase?
Ford Bronco.
What does AOL stand for?
America Online.
What candy was the Fresh Maker?
Mentos.
What Pokemon does Pikachu evolve into?
Raichu.
This was Jennifer Lopez's first song on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. What is it?
If You Had My Love.
Who wrote the Goosebumps book series?
R.L. Stein.
What song did the Dancing Baby dance to on Ally McBeal?
Oh, I'm Too Sexy.
In the 90s, Tom Hanks was nominated for an Oscar 3 years in a row. Name the films.
Forrest Gump is one of them, I think.
Pass.
What actors portrayed the lead police detectives in the show Law & Order's first season?
I can see their faces. Of course, I don't know their names. Pass.
Name the members of NSYNC.
30.
Justin Timberlake, Joey Fatone, J.C. Chazay, Chris Kirkpatrick, Lance Bass.
All right, back to in the 90s, Tom Hanks was nominated for an Oscar 3 years in a row. Name the films.
Forrest Gump, Philadelphia,
Castaway. I know that's wrong.
What actors portrayed the lead detectives in the show Law & Order's first season?
Congratulations.
You did well. You did well.
Yeah, you did. You did. You know, this was your best round.
Laid down the gauntlet, said you got to get this, and you said, bet. Say less.
Thank God I'm better than Sherman.
You know, you were cruising there for a second. I was like, ooh, this could be kind of fun here. Yeah, you did well. Let's go over how you did. The car that OJ was driving in the car chase was, of course, the Ford Bronco. Although technically, it says what was he in. I said, what was he driving? OJ was not driving at all. AOL stands for, it was Al was driving. AOL stands for America Online. Which candy, now Andy, you phrase this, which candy was the Fresh Maker? Do Mentos not exist anymore? Do they still make Mentos? Anybody know?
Yes,
I think
yes,
they do. But you don't see the commercials anymore.
Oh yeah, you know, of course they do, because if you put them in, what is it, like
Diet Coke. Yeah. Diet
Coke. I haven't eaten one in probably 20 years, but but yeah, back to the show. What Pokemon does Pikachu evolve into? It is Raichu. Got that one. Jennifer Lopez's first number one song was "If You Had My Love." And R.L. Stine did write the Goosebump books. So you got the easies and the mediums. Then you got a little tripped up on the hard ones. The Dancing Baby from Ally McBeal Dance to Hooked on a Feeling. Ooga chaga, ooga chaga. In the 90s, you got 2 out of 3 here for Tom Hanks movies. Philadelphia, correct. Forrest Gump, correct. Apollo 13 was the third one. And I believe they were 94, 95, 96, or 93, 94, 95, something like that. The two actors who played the lead detectives in Law & Order's first season, Chris Noth and George Zunza, or Zunza, I don't even know how to say that.
Zunza.
But you did get all the members of NSYNC, Justin Timberlake, Chris Kirkpatrick, Lance Bass, Joey Fatone, and JC Chazes for 7 points on that one, which gives you a total for the round of 19. So your final score is not enough to win, but you entered into that respectable showing category. So
thank God.
Yeah, exactly.
You did okay. All right. So, Mike, you're up. You are currently down 18 points.
Okay.
So you need to go on a little bit of a run to make Greg work for it.
Okay. All right.
All right. So
hit me up with those attitude era questions.
There you go. 90 seconds on the clock, Mike.
We're good.
All right. Here we go. Clock will start when I finish the first question. Opening in 1992, where is the Mall of America located?
Minnesota.
Who lost part of his ear to the teeth of Mike Tyson in 1997?
Evander Holyfield.
What high school did Brandon, Brenda, and Dylan attend?
Pass.
Who did former President Bill Clinton defeat in 1996 to stay on for a second term?
Bob Dole.
What controversial soft drink was released in 1992 and rejected by the public?
New Coke.
Where is Dawson's Creek set?
Connecticut.
What is Bart Simpson's full name?
Bartholomew Simpson.
Wendy Kaufman starred in this company's commercials and was really its employee.
Oh, Wendy Kaufman. What the heck was she in? Oh, I can picture her. I pass.
What do the initials of JNCO jeans stand for?
Oh, my God. My brother had these jeans. Pass.
Name the Backstreet Boys.
Nick Carter. Brian Luttrell. AJ McLean. Kevin, I forget his last name, and Howie Daughtry.
All right, back to what high school did Brandon, Brenda, and Dylan attend?
Time.
All right.
Okay.
I disagree with the yellow because he didn't give the full name.
Yeah, I was saying when we get to it, we give him 2 seconds to give that middle one. So,
okay.
All right. Let's see how you did here, Mike. Opened in 1992, the Mall of America is located in Minnesota. I've been there before. It's fun. I did not go to see Nitro there, though. Mike Tyson bit off part of Evander Holyfield's ear. You got that one correct. The high school that Brandon, Brenda, and Dylan attended was West Beverly High School, of course, from Beverly Hills 90210. Bill Clinton, you did get this one right, defeated Bob Dole in 1996. To be reelected president. The controversial soft drink released in 92. New Coke was from the 80s. 92's drink was Crystal Pepsi, which I was not a fan of.
Still sell.
Yeah, I don't know why. I prefer to call it by its real name, antifreeze. Where is Dawson's Creek set? Cape Side, Massachusetts. Now, for this one, we're going to give you an opportunity. We said, what is Bart Simpson's full name? You got Bartholomew Simpson. We are also looking for the middle name. Do you want to give us a shot at the middle name for the points?
Is it JoJo?
It is. Let's give him 5 points there. Good job. And I think this one might bug you when you hear the answer. Wendy Kaufman starred in this company's commercials and was really its employee. She's the Snapple lady.
That's it.
Yep. The Snapple lady. I never knew this one until I just read it tonight. The initials of Junko Jeans stand for Judge None, Choose One. Did not know that. And then you got the very hard one as well by giving us all the names of the Backstreet Boys: AJ McLean, Howie Duroux, Nick Carter, Kevin Richardson, and Brian Littrell. You didn't give us Kevin's last name, but you gave us all the rest of their names. So we're going to give you the 7 points here. So 17 points for the round. Good score. Good showing.
Thank you.
Yes. But unfortunately, you are 41 point total. So, Greg, this is for shits and giggles and for pump out your chest and put fear in the other semifinalists.
This is like the part in Who Wants to Be a Millionaire when you've already walked away from the question just for fun. You take a guess.
And then you get it and you're like, fuck.
Right. I could have won $500,000.
Right.
Damn it.
That's the actual retail value of the belt we're all playing for.
Yeah. Several more just had to be taken out to pay for that thing. I just love PlayStation that much. Anyway. All right, so 90 seconds on the clock. Mike, we good?
Yes.
All right, let's go. So Greg, the clock will start when I finish the first question. What was the name of the series that preceded Saved by the Bell?
Good Morning, Miss Bliss.
This handheld pet was one of the most popular toy fads of the 90s. Name it.
Tamagotchi.
What pioneering auction site launched in 1995?
eBay.
What was the best-selling video game console of the 90s?
PlayStation 1.
What classic Audrey Hepburn film was the title of a 1995 one-hit wonder?
Sabrina.
Macaulay Culkin was paid $1 million, the first child star ever to do so for what film?
Home Alone 2.
What was the most watched TV episode of the decade?
The Seinfeld finale.
What was the last Harry Potter book released in the 90s?
Pass.
Which historical figures were at the center of the very first Got Milk commercial?
Oh, Alexander Hamilton and Aaron Burr.
What are the real names of the Spice Girls?
Pass.
30 seconds.
Back to the last Harry Potter book released in the 90s.
Prisoner of Azkaban.
And what are the real names of the Spice Girls?
Jerry Howell. Victoria Beckham. I'm never gonna get this. So yeah. I just know Jerry Howell, Victoria Beckham, and that's about it.
If we asked you what spices they were.
Yeah, that would be easy.
Yeah. Oh yeah. But this is a very hard question, so all right, so you did good though in this round.
Yeah. Another good score. Here's how you did. The name of the show that preceded Saved by the Bell was Good Morning, Miss Bliss. Much worse version of Saved by the Bell. The handheld pet, you didn't even get to the end of the question before you knew the answer, was Tamagotchi. We've all had them, and they all died. The pioneer auction site that launched in 1995 was eBay. You got this one right. The first PlayStation, PlayStation 1, was the best-selling video game console of the 90s. You got this one wrong. What classic Audrey Hepburn film was the title of a 95 one-hit wonder? Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Oh, yes.
Yep. Macaulay Culkin was paid $1 million, the first child star ever to do so for what film? My Girl, actually, is the movie where he made $1 million, which I think might have come before Home Alone 2. I'm not sure.
Spoiler, the bees kill him.
Yep. It's a feel-good movie of the year. The most watched TV episode of the decade was not the Seinfeld finale. It was the Cheers series finale, believe it or not. Yeah. Then you got this one right. The last Harry Potter book to be released in the 90s was Prisoner of Azkaban. The Got Milk, very first Got Milk commercial was Alexander Hamilton and Aaron Burr, of course, the guy who took a big bite of peanut butter and couldn't drink the milk to clear his mouth. the museum curator. The real name of the Spice Girls, you did get a couple right. Jerry Howell and Victoria Beckham. Mel B and Mel C, Melanie Brown and Melanie Chisholm. And then Baby Spice is Emma Bunton.
Oh, Bunton.
Yep. So 16 points. Good score.
Yep. All right. So our final score is Matt Souza with 29, Mike Valenti with 41, and Greg Diener with 58. So congratulations, Greg. You are moving on to our semifinals. You are the first entrant in the semifinal number 3. You are joining Ryan Everett, James Grunenberg, Logan Crosley, Cal McDougal, Robert Hawkins, and Scott Criscolo, who have all advanced to the semifinals and have a shot at the big gold belt. Gentlemen, it was a fun show. Thank you all for being here. Jordan, any parting words before we call it a night here?
You know, I think maybe the wisest person that came out of the 90s taught me this. You have so many relationships in life, Andy. Only one or two will last. So hold on to all you really got. Because in an umbop, they're gone.
That are wise words to live by. So a big thank you to Matt Souza, Mike Valenti, and our winner, Greg Diener, for being on PTBN Trivia Night. Thank you to my co-host, Jordan Duncan, and Michael Cook for keeping us all honest and everything straight and narrow. I am Andy Atherton. We'll see you on the next episode when we talk about Marvel trivia. Take care.
Summer.